So what can you do? What can you do realistically, you know, that takes into account what you are about? Well, here is what you can do. Ignore the activists, ignore the revolutionaries. We have to face bullets, we have to face military trials. It doesn't matter really what you do. It doesn't matter if Facebook is going to reveal my information or not. I have to assume that I'm being constantly watched, that I'm being that everything about me is public. It doesn't matter. But what matters is ordinary users who use your products to practice their agency. When you decide that they cannot decide to choose a pseudonym, then you are negating them the right to negotiate their identity. The right to negotiate your identity is, it's not in the Charter of Human Rights, but it's actually essential to most rights. Negotiated identity is very important. I get to choose whether to reveal who I am and how to reveal who I am and decide who I am on my own terms and on my own basis.
I know that despair is treason, but the revolutionary in my country, even if he is a sinless prophet, who sees the tyrant empowered at the oppressed's command, amid the rejoicing of the poor, will lose his faith. They say that despair is treason. I was never comfortable with the slogan. I understand its motivation, but I'm worried the word is used lightly. The denial of a natural feeling scares me. It reminds me of angry crowds circling the square, carrying a bloodied shirt, searching for any traitor who allowed despair to steal into his mind or heart. They ruined the sweetness of the square. We pretend to forget them while we weave the myth of those 18 shining days, but they are always in my nightmares. In my nightmares, they surround my mother. They want to throw her out of the square. Laila Suif resists them. Laila Suif, who was born from the womb of defeat, and so went into the square in 1972 and never came back. Despair never dared come near her, yet they called her a traitor to exercise their own doubts and fears. From my mother, I inherited a stone cake, and from my father, a prison cell. And in line with our traditions, I was given an inheritance better than my sisters, for they inherited morgues and victims of torture and the embrace of grieving mothers. I'm scared to even ask about their nightmares. They say that despair is treason. I understood, but I wasn't convinced. They also said, "Brother, behind bars you are free." And here I am behind bars, stripped of my will and my dream. And I know from experience that part of me will stay behind these bars, even when a decision comes to let me go. Myths are part of my inheritance. People say, "Who can for 1 hour imprison Egypt?" They say it even though everyone knows that generals Tabioka and Alcazar and all the other generals will imprison Egypt for as many hours as their dreams of clocks with green hands dictate. People say, "You can't kill an idea." But they said nothing about the usefulness of immortal ideas unheard in the noise of gunfire. Why are we afraid to admit weakness? To admit that we are humans, that APCs crush us, and prisons desolate us, and bullets scar our thoughts and our dreams. That we are humans suffering defeats, let down by our bodies, made weak by the whisperings of ourselves, burned by our dreams, and paralyzed by our nightmares. Humans looking to love for support against despair, hope, like the key to paradise. You own it and you're saved, but paradise we enter in our dreams and after death. If despair is treason, what is hope? At least despair speaks frankly. Hope is treacherous. Have we seen treason uglier than that committed in hope's name? The army, the people, one hand. The law-abiding state. The constitution first. The people. the elected institutions, yesterday's comrades, the veteran fighters, the judiciary that fears only God, the masses, the guardians of the square, the coalition, the organization, the party, the independent media, the patriotic wing, the National Council, the honor of officers. Is a treason worse than hope in some or all or any of the above? Is a treason worse than hope in the ratification of a new constitution that breaks its own foundational promise, that it would not be completed until every last prisoner was released? Is a treason worse than hope in a state whose institutions do nothing but kill, torture, and betray? Is a treason worse than hope in elections steeped in the national discourse designed to guarantee least competition and most certainty of results? Is a treason worse than hope in the candidate of necessity, even though his only qualification is necessity? Is a treason worse than hope in a civilian candidate afraid to look like he's actually in competition with the general? Is a treason worse than hope in masses that march under images of murderers and torturers? Or hope in comrades who deny defeat out of pride rather than defiance? Comrades who, when the infection spreads and revolutionaries return to the streets and the prisons and the morgue, are not there with them. Hope, like despair, is treason. But also, like despair, it's a normal human weakness. Here in my cell, I wrestle with my dreams and my nightmares. And I don't know which hurts more. Both despair and hopes pull at me. But I am never a traitor.
We are calling for the immediate release of Alaa Abdel Fattah. Join us on freealaa.net to find out how you can help.